When Americans think about pig farming, they might think fondly of the children's classic Charlotte's Web, a tale told on film by the beloved animator Hanna-Barbera.
What did you say?
Oh, everybody knows it. In the fall, you'll be turned into smoked bacon and ham, just as soon as cold weather sets in. They'll kill you.
Oh, I don't want to die. I want to stay here in my warm manure pile and breathe the beautiful air.
But today's pig is even more miserable than Wilbur, according to animal rights activists like Paul Shapiro at the Humane Society of the United States. He points to stalls or crates about 14 square feet, where pregnant pigs are kept.
When the pork industry locks pigs inside of these crates, the animals go insane. They stand or lay in the same position 24 hours a day on hard concrete. Many of them bite the bars of the cages in front of them maniacally until finally they just give up.
You can hear baby pigs nibbling the metal at Virginia Tech's Animal Science Research Center in Suffolk, but Professor Mark Estyan doubts they're going crazy. He studied this behavior and says it's just something swine do.
The amount of bar biting in our study was similar between the pigs that were in the pen versus those in the crate.
What if they sort of had free range of your property? Would they bite on something?
Yeah, they do.
He says keeping pigs in close quarters prevents them from hurting each other. Mother pigs, for example, are known to roll onto their newborns, crushing the babies. Keeping them in a separate crate protects the piglets, and having their own space ensures sows get equal amounts of food. Estyan says some hogs go hungry when kept in one large pen.
There's going to be at least one or two what we call boss sows that are going to monopolize the feed resources.
Still, public pressure has prompted the world's largest pork producer, Smithfield Foods, to move away from crates. 82% of animals on company-owned farms live in pens, and Smithfield's contract producers are supposed to make the switch by 2022. Critics of the industry also point to the treatment of baby pigs. Their tails are usually snipped off soon after birth to prevent infections that can occur when other pigs bite them. And mega farms routinely remove the testicles of males, both procedures done without anesthesia. Again, the Humane Society's Paul Shapiro.
If a veterinarian were to neuter a dog without pain relief, that vet would probably lose their license, probably face criminal animal cruelty charges. But when the pork industry does it to pigs, it's perfectly legal.
At Smithfield, Chief Sustainability Officer Stuart Leith claims cutting off pig tails and testicles doesn't really hurt the animals, and their squealing is actually a response to being picked up. Professor Estyan thinks the animals do feel pain, but as he gently cradles a piglet, it seems Leith might have a point. These creatures really hate to be held. Today's breeding sows spend most of their lives, usually 2 to 4 years, pregnant or nursing. Other pigs are slaughtered after about 6 months, and regardless of gender, the animals spend no time outside. Their close quarters put pigs at increased risk for epidemics, prompting farmers to feed them antibiotics to prevent illness. In our next report, we'll look at that and other health-related concerns. I'm Sandy Houseman.